This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 18 August 2017. First article up, dollarcollapse.com, John Rubino. And a shout out to John for helping us with the Silver Manifesto. He was instrumental in that. This article covers quite a bit. High profile sectors start to roll over. First, he talks about the deep subprime car loans hit a crisis era. And what you can see from this graph, and I know a lot of you are on the podcast, but basically the deep subprime loans are actually in a critical situation right now, seeing an increase in delinquencies across the credit scores. But the deep subprime, the rise is even more substantial. What stood out to me and to John was the issuers. Those who have been doing this for decades or more were showing the better performance, while those that are relatively newcomers in the space were in the worst category. Moving on, he goes on to talk about used car prices crashed to the lowest level since 2009 amid a glut of off-lease supply. So many people are looking at an automobile as more of a liability than an asset. It's a utility situation. What's its use to get from point A to point B? And a lot of people like to, let's say, lease for various reasons. One is it affords the availability to look better in a higher priced car than you might be able to buy outright. But that's being slightly beside the point. The point being that there's a glut in the used car market. And even though auto manufacturing looks good on paper, and I've covered this many times on these weekly updates, is the fact that these cars are just sitting there taking up space on a lot. And there's a lot in the auto industry that goes into the whole process, which means, yes, a lot of manufacturing has been taken over in the robotic world. However, once it leaves the factory, it goes on a lot. There's salesmen, there's maintenance, there's service personnel, there's people that wash them to keep them shiny, and on it goes. This sector really is having a problem, and I think it portends more deeply what's going on in the overall economy. And another area is the junk bond status. Morgan Stanley sees a bigger unwind ahead. This is straight from Bloomberg, and John has this in his article. A high-yield bond fund run by BlackRock slumped on Thursday to its lowest level since March, a day after Morgan Stanley warned a correction may be already underway. The cost of protecting speculative-grade bonds against default in the credit default swap market climbed to its highest level since July 6th. Remember, those credit default swaps are situations where you are buying quote-unquote insurance to protect yourself against a default, and yet we saw in the subprime crisis what really took place was that some issuers were unable to meet their obligations. This, I think, is again what we are facing in the present time. And continuing, the worst is yet to come for retail stocks, as former department store executive Jan Kiffen. Retail stocks are going to get uglier, former department store executive Jan Kiffen said Monday. I said last year the fourth quarter is going to be the toughest quarter for retailing, the CEO of a consulting firm, J. Rogers Kiffen Worldwide Enterprises, told CNBC. It's not better this year. The S&P consumer discretionary sector has fallen to about 2.6% from a month ago versus the S&P loss of less than 0.5%. This goes on to echo what I've been seeing on these weekly perspective for quite some time. Stocks are overvalued. The financial markets no way reflect the physical economy. And I go on to state U.S. stock buybacks are plunging. This is from Bloomberg. U.S. stocks have been able to hit fresh highs this year despite a dearth of demand from key source of buying, which means people are buying, or these corporations are buying back their shares. Share repurchases by American companies this year are down 20% from this time a year ago, according to Societe Generale, which is a main investment bank out of France. Ultra-low borrowing costs had encouraged large firms to issue debt to buy back their own stock, and thereby providing a tailwind to earnings per share growth. Again, I think this is unraveling. Along that same idea, Egon von Gertz, who I have met a couple times, did an article for King World News, an interview actually, and stated, "The greatest crisis in world history is about to be unleashed. I know many of you have been hearing this for years, literally." And a quote, "Totally irresponsible policies by governments and central banks have created the most dangerous crisis that the world has ever experienced. Risk doesn't arise quickly as a result of a single action or event. No risk is of the magnitude that the world is experiencing today as a result of many years or decades of economic mismanagement. Cycles are normal in nature and in the world economy, and cycles that are the result of the laws of nature normally play out in an orderly fashion without extreme tops or bottoms." You can read the whole article or listen to the podcast. I suggest both. Regardless, I know this probably gets old, but the facts are we are at a critical juncture in my studied view that going into the fourth quarter of 2017, I think we will start to see that main shift, which means we'll see the general equity markets come down, at least in real terms, against gold and silver, precious metals, and commodities in general. So the big shift between this rising stock market that we've witnessed for several years now, the longest growth in history, and really it's only been in, again, the financial markets primarily, versus what's been going on in the precious metals at the same time or for several years. I think that that is going to change, and we're going to see the commodity sector, primarily the top tier of the precious metals, going up while we see the general equity markets coming down. Stay tuned. Time will tell. Going into a little bit of silver, will solar panel be at fault for the next environmental crisis? It's a very interesting article, and I want to point out that I've done something or started to do something here recently, and that was to look at the amount of silver available versus the amount of solar power that would be required to power the planet. And I intuitively felt it was impossible to have enough electrical power generated through solar to even come close to what the demands are currently, not accounting for any growth. During my research, I found there's an article on Seeking Alpha already done. It's a very good one. You can find it on Google, I'm sure. And the point being that there's simply not enough silver to produce the electrical demands that are required in today's environment, even if we downsized. And the article was written by a gentleman that talked about assuming an efficiency factor of 400%. In other words, that one-fourth as much silver would be needed per panel, or that the efficiency would quadruple. And even with that substantial assumption, there still is not enough silver to power the electrical grid worldwide using silver alone. This article, coming back to it, is solar panel waste will become a major issue in the coming decades as old solar panels reach the ends of their useful lifespan and require disposal. Last November, Japan's Environmental Ministry issued a warning to the amount of solar panel waste Japan produces each year, and it's likely to increase from 10,000 to 800,000 tons by 2040. The solar panel situation is not a very efficient way to gather electrical power. Certainly, it has its uses, and I'm not anti-solar, but I am thinking it through. What does it cost in terms of oil to produce a solar panel? What is its lifespan, and what happens when it reaches its useful life, which is what this article is all about? And again, that form of green energy is not a solution. I just want to be very clear about that. And continuing from last week's weekly perspective, we talked about the AC chain and the Chinese government's situation with this digitization of basically all physical assets. That's one side of the story, and there's been some controversy surrounding this. So this is a shout out to Adapt 2030, his YouTube channel. And this gentleman lived in China and speaks Chinese and certainly took a look at both of the websites, the English version and the Chinese. And he did two videos, very much, in my view, worth your time. The first one I have up on the screen here for those that are looking at the YouTube video and not on the podcast. China's AC chain is digitizing physical assets through ICOs, and the world's grain supply is next. And the second video by Adapt 2030 was called Timeline for Global Cryptocurrencies Acceptance, Digitizing Commodities, and the Mini Ice Age. This gentleman certainly has a lot to say, and he's very well researched. He talks about the solar minimum. I won't go into that on this podcast, but I will say that, again, I think it's worth at least contemplating what he has to say regarding where not only is the cryptocurrency world going, what's happening in the global financial empire, but what the food situation will look like a few years out based on big cycles in the solar array. So that will conclude this week's Weekly Perspective. I will be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.